So what's it like, Mike, to have another Maryland Million come around the corner here again?
It's Christmas, man. we're all revved up. I don't know how good we've been, but we're going to have fun Saturday.
It seems like there's been quite a buzz this year. The purse is starting to grow, the industry getting a good buzz around it, and it seems like that all comes together on Maryland Million Day.
Well, this has always been a focal point for all the breeders and horsemen here in Maryland, and it's so fun to look around this room and see all my old friends. And they're all looking like they're going to have a nice surprise on Saturday. And God bless those guys for hanging in here during the tough times.
And that's really what this day is all about, the Maryland folks who have been involved in racing. And it's important that they're celebrated in a day like this.
Without a doubt. Preakness, we root for everybody, and most of the money goes to the out-of-towners. But Maryland Million, hey, you tap somebody on the shoulder, today could be your day. And that's the way this way always is. There's always some horse that pays boxcars and, you know, the blacksmith, the vet, or some little guy with one horse stable ends up taking home the money. And everybody cheers for him because it's just that's what the community of Maryland racing is all about.
And are you going to be running any horses in this day?
Oh, some babies by my sires, but I'm loading the deck. I bought a horse Monday at the horse sale to be here next year, so hope springs eternal.
Kind of neat to have the babies of your sires out here.
Oh, it's wild. It's like watching your kids in Little League games. It's really exciting, and it's fun when buddies of mine get them and they make a few dollars with them because then they're glad to see me, you know.
They're not needling you.
No, not too bad.
They always do, but not too bad.
Well, they come back for more, so God bless every one of them.
Great.
Yeah.